What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Folks, episode 25, Patrick Gayle Show, special guest today on our special 25th show, sending all love and out there to people affected by hurricanes, the weathers, the floods, and the fall is here, Coach. And, you know, for me, my season's tipped off. So, you know, we're going to make it do what we do, fans. Me and Coach are going to work it out between our schedules, make sure we still give you content as we both get in season mode. And so it's that time of year, Coach.
Yes, sir. It's here. We literally play in a month. So it is here, JR.
No doubt. Well, Coach, a special guest today, one of your colleagues, your business manager, Al McKendrick. I'll let you tell us about your colleague, Al, there. I missed Al when I was on campus. I did miss him when I was there to come down and see you all for our team, our great team meeting we had. So I didn't see Al, but Coach, let us know about Al, and I look forward to chatting with Al about what he does for you all and your team.
Well, I appreciate that, JR. Al McKendrick is our business manager. Al, I think he's been with us, what, 3 years now, Al?
3 years now, yes, sir.
Anything we do that has anything to do with our budget, anything to do with our spending, we have to get approval from Mr. McKendrick. That goes from the athletic director down to the assistant coach. We go on the road, you know, we go travel. It has to go through Al's office. He has to approve it. He has probably the hardest job here on campus because he has to tell people no. He has to balance the books, and he has to hear it from the school administration, and this was told to me, not by Al, by the way, JR. This was told to me by the upper administration. You guys have no idea the battles that Al fights, you know, for you guys daily. So I just wanted to give him a platform because not only does he do this for us and does this for us every day, but he's also the PA announcer for our football team, and he also coached baseball and basketball, for the youth leagues, and he has coached some guys that are playing Division I basketball right now. So, Mr. McKendrick, I have a lot of respect for him, and I just wanted to give him an opportunity to kind of tell what he does so that when people look at Albany State and oh, they got money or they don't got money, they can understand, where it comes from.
You know, before I get to Al, Coach, I can relate because there's a lady at Tennessee State who approves everything. I know about this situation where, hey, when you go recruit, go here, stay at a hotel.
Yep. Yep.
Get a rental car. She does it.
I know what
Al does very well.
Yep.
So, Al, good to talk to you, man.
Glad to be here,
man. So, good to see you, brother. How's things down for you, man?
Things are great, JR. Really enjoying. Right now, we're in the middle of football season, getting ready to gear up for basketball season, as Coach Gale said. But as far as the day-to-day operation, it gets a little hectic this time of year, especially when you're in the middle of one season, heading into the onset of another season, especially with women's and men's basketball, as they do a lot of traveling, and I think we all know. So, but it gets kind of hectic for the day-to-day operations, but you just have to, when you love what you do, it's not a big issue. I love working with Coach Gale and all the coaches here at Albany State and athletic department. And again, one of the toughest things is, of course, saying no, we don't have money, but that's part of the job, but also try to find ways to help them make sure we can get the money as well. So it's just an enjoyable part of the job, as I say, working with coaches like Coach Gale. So, yeah, but glad to be here.
So Coach Gale said the foundation, I know how that works as well. From my time at Tennessee State, you can either give to the general fund or each different sport, and we got to get different QR codes and different things. But talk about trying to get that piece the right way so everybody knows if I want to give to general fund for athletics or give to basketball. Because I know sometimes with football, it gets tricky because people want to donate to a specific sport, not the general fund. And they wonder where their money goes to. So how do you direct these folks to do the right thing and the men's basketball or women's basketball or baseball or football or whatever, Al? I know that's part of your bouncing act as well.
But like I say, if you go to ASU Golden Rams.com, where we have our foundation page, but we have several different foundations from our athletic fund and our general Ram fund, which we can help give scholarships overall to the athletic department. And then, as you mentioned, each sport from football, we have 11 sports here at Albany State. So each sport from football all the way to women's soccer, women's tennis, men's, women basketball, and so forth. Each sport has its own designated foundation to where we have a QR code set up to where you can give specifically to that sport. You just have to make sure that you're designated to that ASU Foundation sport. But the main thing I can say is making sure that people understand foundation dollars are the lifeblood of especially HBCU, because I mean, we are a state supported school. We're not a private funded university. Being state supported, Coach Gale can let you know that a lot of the state supported funds are exhausted just off the bare necessities, such as travel, feeding the players, uniforms, everyone, the extra perks that come after that is basically the lifeblood of the foundation account. So like I said, we have to try to make sure all of our coaches explain to the donors that, the foundation is what's most important. I don't want to say most important. They're equally important. Foundation is just as important as the stateside budget, especially when it comes to, like I say, traveling during in season, recruiting off season, all of that stuff. We need foundation support from our donors, our alumni, and so forth, and our fans. So we just try to make sure that we get everyone understand it's an equal balancing act to make sure that the state fund as well as the foundation are equally supported.
And Al, I know this from being Tennessee State, the state, the student fees are $624, and that goes to the athletics department. And I know state funding schools, you have to balance the state appropriations and student fees to try to subsidize athletics, and talk about that balance of trying to, fight for dollars for athletics and student fees to make sure you all are good. I know at Tennessee State, I know that very much is a battle to try to, get those student fees and after the state appropriations, get it to the athletic department. And for us, it's the band too. It's included in that number as well. I don't know how it is at Albany State, but talk about the balance of appropriation from the state and the student fee piece of it as well.
Yeah. Well, here at Auburn State, the band is separate from the athletics, but like you mentioned, our student fees from tuition and registration directly supports our athletics, state supported funds. Main thing you want to realize is that we in athletics we have a we issue where we had to try to make sure that our online students are also paying just as much as our students in class. We just went through a fight to get that increase as well. That came out good. But like I said, the main thing is making sure people understand that the fees that we get every year someone registers for classes, the athletic gets a share of that. That's very important, our state supported fees. Like I say, but we don't incorporate the band into ours here at Auburn State, but it incorporates into your athletic fee from registration comes straight to the athletic department to support free admission for all the students who enter the football and basketball games. So that covers that. It covers a lot of the facilities and facilities maintenance here in the athletic department. So all of those funds, help support, scholarships, I'm gonna say student tickets, maintenance and facilities. And again, we still need more help though, on top of the state supported funds, because like I say, we're not a PWI. We don't have 100,000 students. Enrollment is not that big. So we have to try to make sure we use the money that we do get from our registration, use it wisely, along with our foundation money. But definitely state supported athletic fees are a big part of our budget.
Like you said, man, it's always a balancing act because a lot of our donors don't make the most money. You know what I'm saying? A lot of us are in certain jobs. We only have a certain amount of discretionary income, and I try to tell fans that, hey, $5 goes a long way. I know it don't seem like a lot to you, but $5 goes a long way to helping. $10, whatever you can give, because I know we don't have, a lot of us don't have a discretionary income just to give like the Peter Cheever, your WIs do. A lot of us are first-time college students, and a lot of us leave college in debt, so we don't have much to give. But if you can give 5 or 10 here or there, trust and believe it's gonna go somewhere and go help in more ways than one.
Definitely.
Well, let me say this, JR. You're talking to somebody that's actually have given to the program, Al. And Al, I know what you donate is something that means something to you because it's a certain amount. So I want you to take it away, Al, and just tell them what you give and why you give that set amount. What's the significance of that?
Well, just everyone, basically, I do increments of $19.06. Doesn't seem like a lot, but I've done several increments of $19.06, which is the date for Albany State inception. So it's not, it's kind of a significant meaning being an alum here of Albany State. Make sure that I help support the basketball program as well as, like I say, when we try to just try to get the word out that foundation is the backbone of the sport. I mean, of the sports programs here at Albany State in general. So, but yeah.
And just to break down, like you said, JR, people may not think that's a lot. So $19.06, what does that pay for? Well, that actually feeds five players. That actually gets to give four players practice gear. And when we have people like Al that donate, when we have, a collection of people, just give $5, $10. It literally goes into the student athletes. I think the misconception with all HBCUs, I'm not just speaking for one, but all HBCUs, is that if I give, the students don't get it. And I think it may be mismanagement at some schools. One school, two schools is too much. But I think if that's what stops you from helping either your alma mater or an HBCU, that's a terrible reason because it literally goes back to the players. And I don't think, people really understand. I saw something posted recently, by an alum that said, hey, when we were playing back in the 80s and 90s, man, we didn't have much, but we got it done. We won. We won with not much. I would never tell my kids that, hey, when I was growing up, it was tough. So guess what? I'm not going to help you. The whole point of you making it is so that your children, the people behind you, don't have to go through that tougher road,
Exactly.
So I think people need to really understand that anything they give literally goes into the student athletes. Everything matters. Everything helps. The worst thing you can do is not give. And notice I'm not being specific to Albany State. I'm saying every HBCU is only as good as the people that donate, and especially the alums that donate. And we do have some. I had a young lady, and she was caught up, in this hurricane. She's from Augusta. She called, really trying to talk to Al about homecoming festivities. And in our conversation, JR, she donated $500. That's huge. So I got her on the phone with Al. Al took care of her. And now we had a $500 in our foundation that literally now can go and give a young man some scholarship money, can go and feed the team for a whole month. You know what I mean, JR? Just that little bit that she gave to some people. To me, it's everything. And it could be $5. She'd have given me $5, it would have been huge because she didn't have to. And you know what she said? She said, "I wouldn't be here where I am if it wasn't for Albany State." That's why she gives. She didn't give because of Patrick Gale. She didn't give because she likes a player on the team and somebody from her family plays on the team. She gave because she wouldn't be where she was without Albany State. So she's going to make sure somebody at Albany State has the same opportunity she had.
1,000%, Coach, and I think we can do these small dollar donations. We see in politics how small dollar donations work. Like, I get texts all the time from politicians about just give 5, 10, 15, 25, 50, 100. I get those texts all the time from politicians. So just think, if all the alums of the HBCUs, all of them, we all gave $5 and split it amongst whatever, how
Exactly.
much more that can go. So like I said, if we do it in mass, a small amount in mass goes a long way. Then those who can give more. And I think that's where we miss the collective mindset. We're too in much individualistic and focused on a number, not the mass of us doing it together can really make a difference.
That's right. And Al has fed the team as well. He's called on his brothers, he's called on his people to feed the team. He's fed the team on multiple occasions. And I'll be honest with you, we've gone out because of Al. We went out to Outback when we went to a scrimmage in Columbus. We've gone out to, different restaurants. But when his friend fed the team, it was you should have seen their face. It was like a Thanksgiving meal in the middle of the season. And it was the love that, my man put into it to feed the team. And that's all it takes sometimes. I can't give, but you know what? I can feed the team. You don't have to go out there and buy Chick-fil-A sandwiches. No, you know how everybody knows that we all, let's keep it real. We know how to go buy a little and make a lot. We've been taught that. It's innate. We know how to feed the masses. And when we feed our people, it's always with love because the best ingredient in any dish or any recipe is love. So when we have people that are giving of their time, of their service, whatever, it goes a long way. And text Go Rams 4 to 71777 to help Albany State University men's basketball. Do not miss out on your chance to be invested in our success, because we will be successful because we have people like Al that work so hard behind the scenes to make sure we can be successful.
Anything else you want to add, Al?
All right, Coach Gale, I couldn't have said it better myself. Me and Coach Gale, we just a inside joke between us two. We disagree a lot on professional basketball and our takes on teams and so forth, and all walks of sports. And that's who I go to get into our disagreements with a lot of times. But no, but when it comes to the aspect that he mentioned about taking care of the team, we both agree 100%. And I'll even admit that part of that is one of Coach Gale's number one facets. It's about the culture of the team and how that does improve the culture here at Albany State in the athletic program. I couldn't have said it better. But I enjoy working with, like I said, working with all the coaches, not only Coach Gale, but working with all the coaches here on the Division II level here at HBCU, trying to make sure that these student athletes, our athletic director, her main mantra is creating legacies here at Albany State, and anything we can do to help the student athletes. I like to just like to try to add one thing. I work, we work here and I take orders from, the athletic director, the presidents and everything else, but I work for the student athletes. So that's the thing, take pride in helping the student athletes out. And that's what it's all, at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. So like, and again, whatever, any alumni, donors, people in the community can do to help. Like I said, if it's $5, $10, like as you mentioned, JR, any little bit helps. And if you just imagine that all that just adds up how much it means to these student athletes, while they're matriculating here and going through the process at Auburn State. You just love to see that smile on the face at the end of the day. And me, Coach Gale, went out with one of the former players last weekend, well, about a week ago. And just to see the look on his face, knowing that he, has graduated, coming back to, help out the program and help the school out. When you see that look on the face, it means it's price. That look is priceless, when you see the student athletes coming back to help. But like I say, I enjoy every minute of it. Like I said, I just want to just emphasize again that, every little bit helps with the student athletes here at Auburn State.
Oh, doubt. Coach, you have anything else in closing, Coach?
Text Go Rams 4 271 777. You can go on our Instagram page, ASU Golden Rams MVB. You can go on our X page. I guess some people used to call it Twitter. Same tagline to find ways that you can donate and you can help. Or you can email me at patrick.gale@asurams.edu. My biggest thing is don't tell me about complaints if you don't have solutions. And the best way you can find a solution is throw some money at it. And you're not giving me any money. You can, I wish I could stand up and show you my wardrobe, JR. I got free shoes that we get in a little contract, Al. You can attest from BSN. Coaches get, some gear. Big deal, because I got clowned on with my shoes. I got hot water pants, and I got a shirt that's probably like $5. I don't spend no money on, no money comes to me. The money goes to the student athletes. When you donate to Albany State University men's basketball, it goes directly to the student athletes. I just told you where, Mr. McKendrick's $19.06 goes.
Folks, it's episode 25 of the Patrick Gale Show. We'll be back with you down the road with 26. Be safe out there. We'll see you soon.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, BLEAV, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline. Well, the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.